Oimene ashi, eishi, eishi.
Okay, says the Gemara Dafyut Dalet Omed Aleph. Boya Minei. This is the eighth line of the Gemara towards the end of the line. Boy Minei Achi. Who's Achi? Rashi says the top Rashi, Kach Shemoi, that was his name, and Amoira by the name of Achi. Achi asked, Tana Debei Rebbe Chiya. Mi Rebbe Chiya. He asked a question of Rebbe Chiya. What was his question? Bahalel ubamagila mahu sheyafsik. Until now, we've been discussing being mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, either in the middle or in the gaps. So he asked the question of Rebbe Chiya, what about being mafsik in the middle of Halel or Megillah? Now, if you see this little aleph, that sends you to the Hagos HaBach, and the Bach adds one word, mi. Mi omrinon, do we say that kal v'chomer? It's obvious. Kriya Shema is a doiraisa poisek. If Kriya Shema is a mitzvah doiraisa, and nonetheless you are allowed to be mafsik, so surely Halel, and obviously also Megillah, which is only a derabbanon, miboya. Is that, does that need to be asked? That's one possibility, that the question is a non-starter. If you're allowed to be mafsik in Kriya Shema Deiraisa, so then Lechaira, you're definitely allowed to be mafsik Halel and Megillah derabbanon. That's one possibility. Oy delma, or perhaps Pirsume Nisa Odif. The concept of Megillah and Halel is an inyan of being mefarsem the nes, and as we know, there's a lot of halachas that pertain to Megillah and Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, because the concept of Pirsum Nisa is taken very, very seriously, and therefore it might well be that even though it's only a mitzvah derabbanon, but to an extent we'll be more machmeh in the derabbanon than we will in the deraisa because of Pirsum Nisa. That's our suffix. Omale, so Dilma Pirsum Nisa Odif. That was sad number two, that maybe Pirsume Nisa, that will win the game. Omale, Poisek, yes, you should stop. Ve'en bekach klum, and there's no problem with that whatsoever. In other words, he goes with option number one. If you're allowed to be mafsik in Kriya Shema, which is a deraisa, you're certainly allowed to be mafsik in Halel Megillah, which is a derabbanon, albeit there is the concept of Pirsume Nisa, but ein bekach klum, no problem whatsoever. Says Rashi at the top line, Ache Kach Shemoi, that was his name. Tana Debei Rabbi Chiya Shehoya Shoina, he was learning in the base Rabbi Chiya, in the house or the yeshiva of Rabbi Chiya. So he asked in the house of Rabbi Chiya, he asked the question of Rabbi Chiya. Mahu sheyafsik, for what? L'sha'ila shalom, to say hello to somebody. So the maskon of the Gemara seems to be that yes, you would say, you would be mafsik, if you're allowed to be mafsik for a deraisa, then certainly you can be mafsik in a mitzvah derabbanon. Omar Rabba seems to say otherwise. Rabba seems to make a distinction. And he says it depends. We know, now we have to be very, very careful because we'll see there's a very lengthy Tosfos which we're going to at least Be'ezus Hashem start today. There are two types of Halels. There's the days that we are Goymer Halel and the days that we are not Goymer Halel. The days that we are Goymer Halel, that which we call the full Halel, for example, all of Sukkos and Chanukah. There are the days that Einoi Goymer Es HaHalel, for example, on Rosh Chodesh, we call that the half Halel. It's not really half, but it's the incomplete Halel. Now, for the moment, let's not get involved, because we'll see that's going to be the discussion, at least in the first part of Tosfos, about those two types of Halels, albeit that they're different, but are they both obligations, or is one an obligation and one is not? We'll see, that's the discussion in Tosis. But for the moment, we're not getting involved with that, other than there certainly seems to be two levels of halal. The days that you're going mahalal, the days that you're not, and even without getting involved in all the halachics and the lomdas, but we all understand that on the days when einoi goymer es halel, there the chiyav of halel is a lesser chiyav. What exactly that means we'll define shortly in Yetzah Hashem in Tosfos. So Rabba says that there is a big nafkamina, the gaba our shayla, says the Gemara, Omar Rabba, yomim shehayochid goymer bohen es halel. If it is the days that you complete Hallel, like for example on Sukkot or Chanukah, then afilu, then bein perek leperek poisek, but be'emtza haperek einoi poisek. So this is a new halacha. In Kriya Shema, even though it's true, we saw that there's a difference there also between beperek and bein aprokim, but it's not true to say that in Kriya Shema be'emtza perek you can't be poisek. You can. We said only pnei hayira, only hakavod, whatever it is, but you can always be mafsik. It's just a question to whom. Whereas according to Rabbah, at least on those days when you're goymes ahalel, you cannot be mafsik be'emtza haperek. Period. That's what he's telling you. Bein aprokim, bein perek leperek poisek, but be'emtza perek einoi poisek, but the yomim she'ein ayochid goymer bohenes ahalel. But if it is days when you are not goymer the halel, so then the chiv of halel is less, then no problem, afilu be'emtza perek poisek. So, with regard to the shaila we asked before, you can be mafsik in Kriya Shema, can you be mafsik in Halel?
Depends.
According to the first opinion in the Gemara, no problem whatsoever, in bekach klum. According to the second opinion, it depends firstly on what type of Halel you're saying, and also where you're up to in Halel. If it's a day of an incomplete, the half Halel, then you can always be mafsik. Which means, I agree, says Rabbah, to the first opinion that you could be mafsik in halal, at least on days when you say half halal. But on days you say full halal, then I would disagree with you. You hold, Rabbi Chia holds, you're allowed to be mafsik. I say, excuse me, it depends where you're up to. That's true if it's bein perek leperek, but the emtza perek, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Says Rashi on the second line, Yomim shehayochid goymer bohenes ahalel, the days that the yochid is goymer es ahalel, shehu choivo lechol odom. The word yochid is a little bit tricky. Tosis will discuss that as well. Yochid doesn't mean as opposed to a tzibur. To the contrary, Rashi is also pointing this out. It means even a yochid, number one. There's another word that you have to medayek in this Rashi, and that is that Rashi calls it choiva. On days that you complete halal, it is a choiva, it is an absolute obligation to say halal on Chanukah, Sukkot, first day of Pesach, Shavuos. With regards to days that you are not going as a halal, that we'll see in a minute or two, Mitzvah Hashem, whether there's a choiva. But for the moment, Rashi is talking about the days of full halal, shu choyva l'chol odom. How many days is that altogether? V'heim, echad v'esrim yoyim b'shono. 21 days in the year, as it is stated in Masechtas Eirechin. In fact, the Gemara in Eirechin there technically does not say 21, it says 18. The Gemara says it's 18, in Chutz La'aretz it'll be 21. Where do you get the number 18 from? Very simple. 8 days of Sukkot, including Simchas Torah, that's 8. You say full halal. You also say on 8 days of Chanukah, That's 16. The first day of Pesach, that's 17.
Shavuos.
And the one day of Shavuos, which is 18. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, then you have to add an extra day for Shavuos, an extra day for the first day's Pesach, an extra day for Sukkot. You add 3 days and you get to the magic number 21. So on those 18 or 21 days, it's a chayva, you have to say halal. Big discussion. Do women also have to say halal? But akoponim, men definitely have to say halal. And on those days, Rabbah is making his distinction between bein haprakim and be'emtza haperek. So before we see the Tosas, let's just finish off the last few lines of the Gemara. Says the Gemara on the second last thin line, Eini? Question mark. Is this really true? V'horav bar shvo. Ikla legabe. Once happened to be deravina, with Ravina. V'yomim she'ein ha'yochid goymer esahalel haver. He happened to chance upon him on a day where you're saying the incomplete, the half halel. And you just told me that in the half halel, you're definitely allowed to be mafsik. And guess what? V'loi posiklei, and he did not stop. Meaning, Ravina was saying halel, but which halel? Only a half halel, for example, on Rosh Chodesh or second day's Pesach. In walked Rav Bar Shavo. So you would have expected him to be mafsik, and he was not. The Gemara answers somewhat strangely, Shani Rav Bar Shavo. Rav Shavo was a different story. Deloi Choshev Oleo de Ravina. Ravina didn't really consider him Choshev. He wasn't considered worthy in his eyes of being mafsik. Big Kiddush, what exactly does that mean? Okay. Let's now launch into this Tosas. We will not be able to finish it today. It's a very lengthy Tosas. It's a very important Tosas. Let's make a start today. And Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, we hope to try and move on with it next week on Sunday. There are a number of different points in this Tosas. And when we learn a long Tosas like this, the key is you've got to see the woods from the trees. You've got to be able to see how many different points is Tosas making. So if I were you, I'd have some sort of number there for each chiddush, and then each point might be a bit of a discussion backwards and forwards. But how many topics are mentioned in this Tosas? So Tosas starts off as follows. Yomim shahayochid goymer bohem esahalel. That is a quote from the Gemara. So the first thing, you can write a little number one over here. Tosas' first point is lav dafka yochid. The word yochid is not dafka, el afilu tzibur koire yochid. Even a tzibur is also called the yochid. Why are they called the yochid? Kiven she'ein kol Yisrael beyachad. Because you don't have all of Klal Yisrael together saying halel, k'moisha ayu, as it was b'shchitas psochim. The Yudalet ben Nisan. On the 14th of Nisan, if you remember, we learned this at the end of Masechta Sukkah, all of Klal Yisrael was saying halal in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a once a year occurrence where everybody says halal together. So we call the Tzibur who are davening in the Beis HaKnesses, we call them a Yochid. Why do we call them a Yochid? Because relative to all of Klal Yisrael davening together like they did in the Beis HaMikdash, this is as if they were a Yochid. They're actually not a Yochid, they're a Tzibur. But we call them the Yochid because it's not really on a mass scale like it was on Erev Pesach.
With respect to Karban Pesach, didn't we learn that they were in shifts?
Yes, it's true. Everybody was saying it, but not at the same time, you're quite right. It was two or maybe even three shifts. But am I saying all of Klal Yisrael were there, if not exactly the same time, but consecutively? Whereas over here, you don't have all of Klal Yisrael assembled together, so that's why we call them a yochid. So that's point number one. Okay, Now comes, you can write a little number two, here comes the second point in Tosfos. V'lav dafka goymer. The first word that Tosfos made lav dafka was yochid. It doesn't really mean yochid, it means a tzibur, fine. The second word that Tosfos is saying is not 100% accurate is the word goymer. Now, let's press pause for a moment, and we made reference to this before. The Gemara says that there's yomim that you're goymer, there's yomim that you're not goymer. So it sounds like, and this is what Tosfos' problem is, it sounds like the only difference between the two Hallels is how much do you have to say? Do you have to complete the Hallel or you can suffice with half? Which means that it sounds like that they're both obligations. They're both a chayva. Just a question, do you have to be goymer or do you have to say half? But you've got to say Hallel. Just a question of how much. And that is what Tosfos is bothered by. Tosfos is going to prove that that's not true. On the days that you don't complete Hallel, there is actually no chayva. It is merely a minhag, it's a custom. Doesn't mean you don't have to keep a custom, but it's not a chiyuv me'ikah hadin. Which means, therefore, the difference between the two Hallels is not really how much you say. That's not the main difference. The difference between the two Hallels is it really a chayva or it's not a chayva? On those days that you only say half, it's not a chayva. And on those days that you say the full Hallel, it is a chayva. So if that is the main distinguishing feature, if that's the main property of those days, that it's a chayva, then maybe the word goymer is not so significant. Maybe the emphasis is not really on how much you're saying, but rather whether there is an obligation to say it or not. Which means, if you wake up now on Sukkot morning, which is a Yom Shegoymer Bohenes HaHalel, or Pesach morning for that matter, the first day, or Shavuos, there is an absolute chayva to say Hallel. So if I would ask you a question, how much of Hallel do you have to say to actually be Mekayim your chayva? So even though obviously Lechatchila you have to say the whole thing, but maybe even if I say part, I'm Mekayim my chayva. Which means that the emphasis must be not on how much of Hallel I'm saying, but rather, is it an absolute obligation or it's merely a custom? And that's what Tosfos is saying. This is the second point. Alav dafker goymer. The emphasis is not whether you're goymer or not goymer. Devadai, because certainly kaim along, we definitely hold. Diyomim she'ein yochid goymer es ha'alel. On those days when you're not completing a halel, it's not just a question of how much you're saying, but rather, Ein chayva la oimra klal. Me'ikar adin, there is zero chiyuv to say halal at all. Afilu bedilug. Dilug means skipping. Even the skip halal, which means the half halal, is not a chayva. This is what Tosfos is very keen to point out. Don't make the mistake of thinking that they are both a chayva and it's just a question of how much. No. On those days that you don't say all of Hallel, there's actually no chayva to say anything at all, even bedilug, even the skipped, abridged version. How do I know? I'll prove it to you. A number of proofs. Dahochi mashma be'erachin. This is the implication. Erechin, it's a whole sugya in Erechin, which discusses Hallel. The Choshev, over there, the Gemara reckons out Chof Aleph Yoim de Yochid Goymer Bohenes HaHallel. As we mentioned before, 28 days in which you say Hallel, 9 days of Sukkot and Smuchos Torah, 8 days of Chanukah, that's 17, 2 days of Shavuos, that's 19, 2 days of Pesach, that's 21. Uparech, and the Gemara there asks, what about Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaKippurim? What happened to Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? That's also a Yom Tov. Nami Leima, quote unquote. You should also have to say Hallel. This is a very famous halacha, by the way, and this is, of course, very timely. The Gemara asks, why is it that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? It's also a Yom Tov. Now, Tosis doesn't bring the answer because it's not relevant to our discussion, but for us it is very important to know. The Gemara says, on the day when you have the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanov, it's not appropriate to say Hallel. But either way, the Gemara posed as a question, why did you tell me the number 21? Why didn't you add that there are other days that you must say Hallel? Which days? Rosh Hashanah, surely, Yom Kippur. That was the Gemara's question. One second. Why didn't the Gemara ask about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is also not included in that list. If Rosh Chodesh was included in that list, it would be much more than 21, and be well over 30. The Gemara never asked, surely you must say Rosh Chodesh Hallel as well. Says Tosas, Mashma, the Bashar Yomim Tovim Kemoi Barosh Chodoshim, on other special days like Rosh Chodesh, Pshitalei, that was obvious to the Gemara, De Ein Loimar. Then it was poshut to the Gemara that there's no chiev to say Hallel. Midloi choshev yosu mechof alef yoim. That's why we did not mention more than 21. So you see that what? That the Gemara held that it was a dover poshut, there is no obligation to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Even a half Hallel. If there would have been an obligation to say half of Hallel, then the Gemara should have asked with regard to Rosh Chodesh as well. Why do you only say 21? Surely it should be well over 30. The Gemara did not ask that. So what do you see from that? That on Rosh Chodesh, not only do we not say the full Hallel, but even the half Hallel is not a Chayva. The Gemara's discussion there is, which days is there a Chayva to say Hallel? Rosh Chodesh was never mentioned. So Tosfos says that's the clearest proof that the half Hallel days, there is zero obligation. Says Tosfos Vagam, furthermore, Midloi Kamar Ligmoir Barosh Hashanah Ubayom HaKippurim. The Gemara did not say that you should complete Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. That wasn't the discussion. If the Gemara would have said that you should have completed Hallel, if the emphasis would have been on completing, the Oz have a mashma, then you could have implied the Bashar Yomim Tovim Kmoi Rosh Chodesh, Vaday Ein Goimrin, you might not finish it, Aval Koirin, but you at least do have to recite. But it doesn't say that. Aval Ato Mashma, but now the emphasis seems to be, the implication is that Afilu Koirin Loi. Even the mere reciting of Hallel is not a Chiev on Rosh Chodesh. V'chein Mashma, says Tosfos, I'll bring you another proof from a story in the Gemara in Tanis. V'chein Mashma of a Perek, Bastra de Tanis. What does it say in the last Perek of Tanis? It says there as follows. Rav Ikla le Bovel. Rav, on one occasion, came to Bovel. Chazin, when he saw to have a kokoru b'Rosh Chodesh, and he saw they were saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. We'll see what this means exactly. Sovar la'afsukinhu. So he thought to stop them. He was highly surprised that they were saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and he wanted to stop them there and then. So what does that mean? What exactly happened in that story? So Tosfos says, Pirush. Shahoya Saiva. He thought, mistakenly, but he thought, Shahayu Goimrin Oisai. He thought that they were actually completing the Hallel. Kivan Dechaza. Then he saw the Komedalgi Dilugi. He saw that, no, they're skipping, they're doing the abridged version. So what did he proclaim? Ah, Oma Shma Mino. It would seem to be over here. Minag Avoiseihem Beyodeihem. That what do they have in their hands? The custom of their father. So in the beginning, he was highly surprised. What's going on? Why on earth are you saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh? There's no chiyuv to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Then he saw that they were only saying the abridged version. So what did he proclaim? Ah, if it's the abridged version, then I can be calm. They're not pretending there's a chiyuv. They're doing some other funny Halal, half of Halal. Apparently they have some minhag to do so. Says Tosas, so what do you see from that Gemara? Alma, you see from that Gemara, de yomim de ein goimrim bohen halel, on those days that you do not complete halel, for example, on Rosh Chodesh, ein chayva la'aymrai. There is no obligation to say it at all, even the abridged version. Umasha onu oimrim oisai, and that which we do say it, hainu mishum minhag, is merely a custom. So this is the end of point number two. Coming up now is point number three. Point number one was, don't get put off by the word yochid. It means a tzibur as well. Point number two is, don't make the mistake of thinking that there's always a chiyuv and the question is just how much of halal do you say? No, that's not true. On those days, there is only one type of halal obligation. And what is that? The full halal. There is no other chiyuv. On the days that we say half of halal, it's not a chayva. It is a minhag, that's true. And we must do it, we have to keep our minhagim, but you cannot say it is a chayva. And this now launches automatically, you can now draw a number three over here. This now is the third point of Tosfos. We actually discussed this when we learned, there was a Tosfos that we learned together in Sukkah. It's a very big discussion. And that is, if something is not an absolute chayva, it's only a minhag, do we or don't we make a bracha on the performance of that minhag? If it is a chayva, even if it is a drabonon, we make a bracha. For example, Kriyas Megillah. For example, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. For example, Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. All of those are mitzvahs derabbanon. But we still make a bracha because it is a chayva. You must light Chanukah candles, Shabbos candles, Kriyas Megillah. When we wash our hands for bread and Tilas Yodayim, it's a mitzvah derabbanon, but we make a bracha. But all of those are a chayva. But if I have something which is a minhag, do we make a bracha or we do not make a bracha? And now that Tosfos has pointed out that halel on the days that you're not goymer, the half halel is not a chayva, it's only a minhag, which Tosfos has pointed out for us is a mafurasha gemara, because that was the story with Rav. When Rav saw that they were saying half halel, he exclaimed, oh, apparently this is a minhag of their forefathers. So I need to know now, do you or don't you make a bracha? Says Tosfos, the kosav b'machzer vitri. Machzer vitri is a sefer written by the Talmidim of Rashi. So it's pretty safe to assume that any halachic recordings in this sefer comes from Rashi. Kiven she'enoi elo minag ba'alma, because it is a mere minag, it's not a chayva, loy mevarchinon aleha. The machzavitri paskens, you do not make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. And I'll tell you a secret, and this is a well-known secret, this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Shulchan Aruch, if you're a Sfaradi, you would not make a bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh. For that matter, neither would you make a bracha on the Halel on the last days of Pesach either. Because if it's a half Halel, it's only a minhag. And says the Machzer Vitri, it's a Mefurash Gemara. K'da'oma Perek Lulav Arava, ein mevarchin al dovar shehu minhag. There the issue was the minhag of the arava on Eshana Rabba. That's why we learned it when we learned Sukkos. And the Gemara says that clearly, that's not up for discussion, it's a Mefurisha Gemara, that because it was never an official institution, the Loshna of the Gemara, the Rishonim there was, it's not a takonas chazal, it's a minhag, therefore you do not make a bracha. So the Machzor Vitri seems to be saying something which is very straightforward and innocuous. If I have a Gemara that says that Arava is a minhag, and I therefore don't make a bracha on it, well, why would I assume that half Hallel should be any different? One and one is two. I have a Gemara that tells me Arava is a minig and there's no bracha. I have a Gemara that tells me half Hallel is a minhag. So one and one is two. So obviously there's no bracha on it. Okay, so we have to pause over here. Tosis is going to disagree. And Tosis is going to say that you do make a bracha even though it is a minhag, with the obvious question being, so how does he learn Arava? Why would you take the Arava, Nishan Arava, would you not make a bracha? Do you or don't you make a bracha on a minhag? That's going to be a discussion. Be'ezus Hashem, on Sunday morning we'll continue this Tosis and hopefully we'll even finish it as well.
Okay.
Be well, everybody.
All right.
What's with your daughter, Beis Yaakov? Any news?
Baruch Hashem, it's going good.
She's in?
Yeah,
totally. Ah, I thought she's getting in, but she's now in. Mazel tov, Baruch Hashem. Okay, a lot of nachas.
Okay, all the best, everyone.
All the best.
Okay, thank you.